Well, good morning. 7:53 a.m. Sunday, August 23rd, 2026, here on a scattered cloud morning on the high plains east of the Rocky Mountains. It's already too warm. It's like 70. But I could not get out any sooner. So I got out when I could. And now it's now. So, hi. Rough night. Not anywhere near enough sleep. Well, yeah, about near enough sleep. I probably doze off in the middle of the afternoon if I'm not careful. Between the cat and the leg cramps. To say that the night was kind of rough is a bit of an understatement. I'm hoping that walking will remove the last vestiges of those cramps from my legs this morning. Oh my God. Anyway, I made it. I'm up, I'm out, I'm moving. I'm walking. I had my oatmeal. I remembered to get it started last night, so it was ready when I was ready. Setting it in the pot the night before, and then just turning off the burner once it comes up to a simmer. Seems to work pretty well for the steel cut oat. We'll see. The last couple of times I've had steel cut oats, they've carried a glucose spike way too long. I expect a certain spikeage. I take my glucose 2 hours after eating. I take the reading for my glucose 2 hours after eating. At least 2 hours. Sometimes it's closer to three, which is not ideal, but it is what it is. And for the last week, I've been green. The green streak continues this morning so far. I'm going to be bummed if the steel cut performs worse than, say, rolled oats. I have to say, even the quick oats did pretty well. I have tubs of each right at the moment. I need to do something like make oatmeal protein bars or something. Peanut butter, oatmeal. Need something to hold it all together. There are numerous recipes. I even have some coconut flour just to make it work. Not that I have, but I have it. Good morning. Feels like this sidewalk is uphill this morning. no matter which direction I go, it feels like it's uphill. Actually, it is. In this direction, it is. It's got just tiniest, tiniest grade. So I finished the Charles Lamb's Independence series for what he's written so far. He's got four volumes out. I've read all four. They're fun. They were fun. They're not. If you're looking for a good, quick, fast, enjoyable read with shall we say adult themes, it's a good series. I did enjoy it. I'm anxious to go look for something else now. I just finished it at breakfast, so I'll go through my samples later and see what I can find. Quarter share. Charles, we start over. Chris Moody, pointed me to a link this morning. CBR had a post. CBR is comic book related, I think. CBR.com. Dang. Does anybody know why Ding? Does anybody still remember why Ding is a thing? Old school. Very old school. But CorderShare got a write-up. Top of the list. Top 10 cozy science fiction. Top of the list. With such notables as Becky Chambers and Martha Wells. I was like, whoa. Somebody figured out what I was doing. Somebody asked me about cozy science fiction. I think it was. Might have been Evan. And when I wrote CorderShare, there was no such thing as cozy anything. I don't believe. Not in 2007. The good part about that list, the great part as far as I'm concerned about that list on CBR, is that there were two self-published books on there. Mine and one other, the Clockwork Tea Shop, no, Cybernetic Tea Shop. If a clockwork, it would have been steampunk. Was it clockwork? Something, anyway. It's either the clockwork or the Cybernetic Tea Shop. So I got chuffed this morning. I found that, and it's like, yeah. What did they figure out? Who started midlife fantasy? Back in 2009. A lot of trumpet flowers here. This is apparently an invasive species. And just judging from the way that it spread, So is this ilex. It's a variegated ilex. I think that's invasive too. Judging from the way that it's spread since I've been taking these walks. From 26 is what, 15 years? Jesus. It probably is invasive. Kind of wish I'd gotten up and gone out to the farmer's market yesterday. Should be corn season. I probably could get some roasted hatch peppers too. Although I made a chili last night that was, I got a little carried away with the cayenne pepper. I can't do that anymore. It was okay for me, but certain members of my household with more delicate stomachs were somewhat discomfited. Morning again. Bicyclist. He went by me on the other end of town. Morning. Jogging with his ruck. I'm doing well to haul my ancient carcass around the 2 mile loop, carrying me and a water bottle and a telephone. Yep, that sun is warm. I just thought I'd pass that on. I've made the turn. I'm heading east on the long eastern reach. I guess it's going to be a cross the street morning just to get me out of the sun's direct rays. Coming up on it. Get ready. Stay with me. Monk post. Because with this dark blue shirt, smeared with shit apparently, yeah, it sucks up the heat. I'm looking forward to the days when a little extra sun in the morning is welcome. Those are the days. Those are the ones that really get my blood moving. All right, I'm going to take the crosswalk here. Across the street here. And into the shady sidewalk. Ah, that's better. So, Fallout New Vegas. I may have made a fatal mistake. I may have made a fatal mistake. I got into one of the DLCs. I got into the earliest one when they recommend level 15. It's a bitch. And I'm level 27. It is a monster. And I didn't bring enough ammo. I'm going to see if I can get through at least the bare bones, if not overturning every rock. Morning. Guy with the dog on his hip. I got my stealth suit. It weighs too goddamn much. 25 pounds for stealth suit. I need to find one of the dusters. I don't know if they must be ranger custers. I saw some rangers wearing them. I like my sheriff's duster. The sheriff's duster works really well. It's a plus one charisma and plus five guns, which is really helpful early on. But I'm getting to the point now where I've got most of my key skills up to 80 or 90. Every once in a while, I come across a lock that needs 100, but I've got a lockpick magazine. I can boost it for as long as it takes. I even got science, I think, up to 80. But yeah, give me a... give me a terminal to crack any day. Picking still seems to be a bit wonky. I've had easy locks break and good morning. And that shouldn't be at level 100. I shouldn't be breaking easy locks. Across the street, that just going through a little patch of sunlight there, it was like, whoa. So anyway, yeah, Fallout New Vegas is continuing to be fun. I picked up the Gobi Sniper, and it works pretty well. I like it a lot, except it doesn't take a silencer, which means as soon as you shoot it, everything in the neighborhood comes after you. So I really need to get the Christine COS. It's basically the same gun with a silencer. My Rat Slayer has done yeoman service with it's a little pop gun. It doesn't do a whole lot, but when I can get a hit or two in from sneak, it does a number, and it does it at range. But the key there is getting the sneak in. This first DLC, science fiction double feature, midnight showing, I guess. That's interesting. It's interesting. I'm having a hard time dealing with the robot scorpions. Turns out they're not particularly fast, so if they come after me outside, I can usually run away. I could run away faster if I wasn't wearing 25-pound armor. I lost the NCR Ranger armor. I had a chance at a set and then tried to pass it off and didn't realize that Veronica couldn't carry it. So I inadvertently left it. Finally stopped carrying Caesar's armor. I guess the final act of this is the showdown on the Hoover Dam. Everything seems to be pointing that way, lining up allies, taking out obstacles. In that regard, this little side trip to the Big Empty is kind of fun. If kind of rugged. Pop it down to two blossoms this morning. Some of these little sunflowers trying to come up. I don't know if they've got time. They must. I haven't seen any, really. Some more here about ready to blossom. That one big yellow flower. It's not that big. It's like 4 or 5 inches across. But spread out, facing the sun this morning. It's going to be a hot day. Say we're going to have rain later. That would be welcome. Yeah, I'm late this morning. I can tell the sprinklers are almost done with their cycle here. I'll have to literally sneak in the back gate today. And there goes a murder of crows. I should break out the peanuts. Start making friends. That's what I should plant next year, is peanuts. I miss my bread. I miss the baking. I miss the for science aspect of, well, let's try it this way, or let's try it that way. I do a lot of the same bread. Yeast, 50-50 whole wheat, and strong bread flour, water. But the potato starters were making good progress, and I've just sort of let them idle. In theory, they've gone dormant. It's not like I couldn't start them up again. I've got 0.9 pounds of flakes. I could start another one tomorrow. Oh dear, 24 minutes. Yeah, it's a slow morning, slow moving, but it's a morning. And I got out and I got the walk in and I'm at the back gate. And although tomorrow is a 3-day, the day after isn't. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.